12:48 a.m. WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yeah.
This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC, Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, and Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. And joining me, as always, to my left is my twin brother, Billy. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien.
Wow, thank you.
What's up? Slow down the cadence a little bit tonight.
It's all this cold calling I've been doing.
You sound like you're on Valium.
Here we go again. Every week.
Well, I am a little tired today.
Yeah, I know. You told us.
I got tired from drinking too much coffee, if that's possible.
It is possible.
I know, it's
you
nuts.
You reverse the effects.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So tonight I'm kind of, I'm trying to be as...
Did you have the nods?
Controlled as possible.
Nodding off at your desk? That's a terrible feeling.
It is.
When you know you can't do it anymore.
That's where you stand up and start walking around the room.
Yeah. Drink coffee.
Right.
Fix your belt.
Right. That's what you do when you get tired at work. You drink coffee and you fix your belt.
You know? Excuse me, I have to go to the washroom and fix my belt.
Go to the washroom, stare in the mirror and you know, contemplate your whole life.
Have you seen that guy? I think most people do probably do that a couple times a day at work when they would look in the mirror.
Where did I go wrong?
Right. Have you ever had that guy, I don't know, like in a workplace? I've always been when I go into the washroom at work. Mm. It's real quick, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or
sure.
You want to be incognito. If you got to go number two, you're like, I don't want anybody in here seeing me. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. We're not in the old school days anymore. You know, I hope that when you get into the professional setting, you're not the guy that's looking for whose shoes are underneath. They can recognize a guy by
me?
His shoes.
It's like grammar school. It goes right back to it.
Yeah,
everybody's
that's automatic.
You see a guy's shoes, he's like, oh, those are Jimmy's Cole Hines.
Yeah, like, dog's in here again.
You go, you know, Jimmy win his soccer game this weekend? Yeah, he did.
No,
thanks for calling me out. Don't talk to me.
I would hope that people are more civilized and civilized in the bathroom.
They're not.
But they're not. And that's the reason you brought this up. You wanted to get right into the scatological humor part of the show.
No, I didn't. I wanted to get into the point where you said, you know, you would go in the bathroom and fix your belt.
Yeah, right.
Have you ever? Have you come across these guys at work? When I go to the bathroom and then I just I wash my hands. You know, I might give a guy a head nod. Hey, how you doing? You know, and then
conversation.
I'm not hanging out. The fixing of the belt guy, I have seen him, where he's fixing his belt, looking at his shirt.
That's a time.
Does the two hand side swipe against his hair? Make sure it's all right. Maybe give him a little dab of water on there.
You know what that is?
That's little mouth rinse.
That's all designed to kill time.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, this is time. Time wasters.
I'm like, oh man, like the, you know, okay, I get it.
I'm a face washer at work. I wash my face.
Are you?
Yeah, sometimes I'll just be like, I can throw a little cold water on the face here.
Have you ever brushed your teeth at work?
No, but many people do. Not too terribly out of the norm these days.
I think that's a little strange.
Now, the moment if you were in the bathroom nude, bathing in the sink, that's when problems arise.
Or fully dressed, shaving.
Yeah, right. A guy's shaving 20 minutes before work. He's got a suit on. He's got the Barbasol out, you know.
He's got a garbage bag.
Hashtag Barbasol.
Garbage bag over his suit. I made this. pretty creative, huh?
There's a garbage bag, like a slicker on.
Yeah.
While
actually,
he's shaving.
That's not a bad invention.
Shave rag.
Coat.
The at-work shaving slicker.
Like it fits perfectly over like a suit and everything, like, you know, like it goes right, it tucks right in.
It's got a zipper, so you don't, when you take it off, you don't have to put it back over your head.
Exactly.
You just unzip it.
It doesn't mess up with the, we're on to something.
Let's do it.
Well, that's why they have electric razors. That's why those things were invented.
Yeah, that's right.
So guys can kind of do it on the go.
But some people prefer the straight edge bat.
We could do this for the straight edge real guy. You know?
Yeah, there you go.
The no-nonsense man.
Billy's shaving bibs.
Billy's slickers.
Billy's shaving bib.
Bib slicker.
Shaving bib. That's good. That's real good.
The shaving bib. There's got to be a shaving bib around there.
Get Jeremy Piven to wear one.
Right. We came up with the idea that we got Piven to do a YouTube video where he put a shaving, the Billy shaving bib on him, and we had a million downloads. And
we should really invent that and just take it all the way to
show. This is how Dollar Shave Club came about.
Yeah, that's a good idea,
though. This kind of, you know, ridiculous type of thinking.
It's a totally different product.
Yeah, you guys, you know, we're talking about shaving. You guys haven't even said anything to me.
Oh, your Georgie's gone.
Billy's Georgie.
Actually, it was Billy's Burly. It turned into Billy's Burly man beard.
Billy's fresh
I said goodbye to him on Saturday.
Too itchy?
You had a wedding. That's why
I was
why
going
you did
to
it.
A wedding, and I was like, okay. It's
time to look like Bill.
Time to look like a normal person.
You don't think the beard made you look normal?
I did. I just kind of like, I don't have that discipline. I can go for like a month, be like, it's cool, and then all of a sudden I'm like, not today.
It. Yeah.
No, like, not doing it. And those guys that hold beards for years amaze me.
Some guys never have them.
There's guys I know that I probably haven't seen with a clean-shaven face in 15 years.
Yeah.
No, that's true. My Uncle Pete wore a mustache most of his life. He shaved it off, and we were like, what is that?
First, we went from, bathrooms to beards.
Bathrooms to beards every episode.
This episode's about shaving it, Oh, they
beard,
got one.
Thank you, Mike. There's already one existing. Beard King makes a beard bib in black. It's the deluxe version, and that is almost to a T what we just spoke of.
Yeah.
That is a
Does
bib.
It have a zipper?
No. It looks like Velcro up at the top of the...
It looks like it's got suckers that you can like attach to the mirror so that
hair?
It catches all the hair and stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah, look at that.
Wow, they even thought further than we did.
They got suckers on that.
They got suckers on this.
The beard bibs they have over there have suckers on them. Look at this. They got suckers on there. We didn't think of that.
Who do we get for the beard bib infomercial?
I don't know, man.
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor?
Come on, get a beard bib. Let's go. Shave that beard. Don't make a mess now.
Look at these suckers on here. We don't even sound anything you like Ewan McGregor.
Play that song.
Yeah,
like
you guys are like
from Trainspotting the whole time behind it. That crowded on some crazy techno song.
Okay.
See, so you want techno music, Ewan McGregor, and
high energy.
Selling Billy's shaving bibs.
Screaming, yelling, talking like 100 miles an hour.
In a Scottish accent.
Yeah, wow.
Just might work, man.
Could.
Just might work.
I don't see how it couldn't.
Me neither.
It sounds like a great comedy skit.
No, it sounds like a real thing. We need an app. We need $100 million in financing.
Yeah.
We need Australian presence.
Right. Remember my water idea when we were waterpreneurs?
When you're filling up water out of your sink?
I said that there's a hot black market for water, drinking water. Yes. And feasibly, you could fill up a couple hundred bottles of water in your bathtub every day.
You could probably get...
And go out and sell them on the side of the expressway for like $2.
Can I get a price check on 100,000 empty water
bottles?
But
if you got caught, here's the thing, like the FDA, they'd come after you because you wouldn't have... It's not a licensed product and you could be endangering the lives of people by selling that kind of water.
No one wants your lead water.
The IRS would hunt you down and be like, it's over, sir.
With every great idea, there was somebody who always said no.
That's true.
Always.
That's good.
Yeah. Somebody says you can't do it, you do it.
We got to come up with some better ideas.
Well, let's start. We just had a bib idea for shaving. It's good.
It's already taken. They got suckers on them.
Yeah. They got suckers on them.
The beard bib has suckers on it. We can never compete with the beard bib with suckers on it.
That's right.
We must think outside the box. Well, great.
Maybe we can
give me a beard bib for Christmas.
How
I'd
was the
that.
Wedding? Was it good to you?
It was great. Yeah, little family wedding with my girlfriend's side of her family, the Deedens.
Mm-hmm. You do any dancing?
Did a little bit of dancing. Yeah,
Bill, you're a good dancer.
You like to dance.
I was okay. I did a move that was like embarrassed. Mary was like, oh God, I can't believe you just did that.
Uh-huh.
But it was like a quick one. It was like, come out on the dance floor for a minute. And I really wasn't in the mood for it. So I knew if I did a really dumb move, they wouldn't want me back on for a while.
They thought that maybe you were upstaging them.
So I stood like with my feet together and like my arms by my side. Mm-hmm. And then I put my left hand over the top of my head, and I just went into a round in a circle.
A ballerina move.
Like a ballerina move. And they were
robot
like,
ballerina?
Robot kind of ballerina. Pretty much that's what it was. It was the robot ballerina.
There's got to be, Mike, if you have time, there's probably a robot. This is not a novel original idea either.
Robot ballerina.
So, yeah.
That's for the show?
Yeah. That's the opener.
Back to the show. Robot ballerina.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Robot ballerina. Right. A Nickelodeon.
Yes.
Well, we're on
sponsored by Billy's Beard Bibs.
They got suckers on them.
They got suckers on them.
So, I did the robot ballerina. And
how'd that go over?
It was okay.
You got a mixed response?
We got kind of a mixed response, and then I was allowed to excuse myself from the dance floor again.
Was anyone very embarrassing?
No, it was a very classy crowd. It was at, Mrs. Murphy's Bistro on Lincoln.
Oh, that's the people that own Murphy's Bleachers.
It's
a nice
spot. It's a very nice spot. They did a great job hosting the wedding, so a shout out to them. They're actually going to that bistro. Mrs. Murphy's is going to be part of the new pilot episode of Our Irish Pub that my dad's producing.
Oh, very nice. And it all ties back.
Yeah, I had actually not been there. But yeah, what a great night. So, you know, a little plug to them.
That's a sad part of town right now with, the Cubs not making the playoffs and the Joe Madden situation.
Sure, absolutely.
He probably shaved his beard right off.
No.
You know what he's doing right now to get prepared for next year?
Soaking his hands in oatmeal.
Lots of it. McCann's Irish oatmeal. He's getting ready for the year. He's got to start doubling down on it if he wants to get in a heavenly place. This show is sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Yeah.
Yep. More Hooli's Hooli after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooli sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehy's took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
Yes, Bill, was this kind of music playing? Welcome back, everybody, by the way. Woolly.
Not this jam.
This is a jam.
Oh, yeah. No, some Stevie Wonder is what I did the ballerina robot to, but this works.
Cool. Well,
I did some, you know, some arm movements.
Some flailing?
You know, there was a lot of white people dancing. I think that was the first thing that came out of my mouth when I got there. I went, wow, white people dancing.
Yeah, that's hard to watch.
I'm going to do pretty well here.
Yeah. You got soul.
I got a little bit of soul in me.
Yeah, you got a lot. You're 80% soul, 20% hairless.
10% oatmeal.
I'm the hairless soul 80% master.
80% soul, 10% oatmeal.
I'm the hairless soul master. Patty said an interesting thing outdoors during the commercial break while we were cleaning up the streets.
Yeah, it's werewolf season.
It is werewolf season.
It's a very kind of werewolfian night, if that's a word.
Werewolf.
Just the rain and the lights hitting the street and
foggy out. Yeah,
you hear a howl in the distance.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good wolf.
That
Bill.
Was a great howl.
I've been watching Teen Wolf for years. You know, I've picked up my Scotty
Carson.
No,
and Teen Wolf Scott Howard.
Scotty Howard.
Yeah. Michael J. Fox as Scott Howard and Teen Wolf is one of
Scott
the finest
Howard.
Acting performances of the decade.
I just had my kids watch that.
Did you?
Clips of it, yeah.
Did they?
They're like, this is weird, man.
Jerry Levine as Styles?
Jerry Levine as Styles, yes.
You got to watch the movie. Whole thing start to finish. You can't just piece it around.
But you're right, Clay. It's werewolf season. And do you believe
werewolf
in,
season.
Do you believe in werewolf season?
Hello, my name is Luther Vevu season.
Hello, Luther.
Welcome to Germany.
Luther Werewolf season. Interesting.
Hi, Tim Werewolf season. How you doing? Yeah, I played for the Phillies.
Tim Werewolf?
Tim Werewolf season. Tim Werewolf.
Tim Werewolf is good.
Now
starting at third base, Tim Werewolf.
Werewolf. Wolf, wolf, wolf. Yeah, the whole crowd howls. Be sweet. That's basically the premise of Teen Wolf, the movie.
Well, we're making a baseball movie with...
No, this guy's not even a Teen Wolf, though. He's not even a wolf. He's just a guy named Tim Werewolf.
Yeah,
he's just
exactly.
a regular baseball player. He's
we have to make...
Good. He bats like 180. He's horrible.
It's a story of a minor league baseball player named Tim Werewolf.
What is the story of a minor league baseball player named Tim Werewolf? I'm completely
we make
lost.
It up. That's we the, write it. We
that's
write the,
the
movie.
Title.
Back to werewolf season. It's kind of misty outside.
Right.
Made me think of wolves.
Wolves.
Made me think of wolves.
Yeah.
Wolfman.
Say that when you walk into work in the morning. How about this wolfman weather?
You'd be like, excuse me? It's werewolf season.
Like, maybe I start opening. Maybe that's my cold call opening now. Hey, how about this werewolf weather, huh? Not bad. Do you believe in werewolves?
I do not.
You don't, Bill? Do you believe in werewolves? Paranormal?
That's not really paranormal.
Sure it is.
It's werewolves.
It's paranormal, I guess.
It's its own category.
It is its own category. I've never experienced a werewolf, so no. But you never know.
Pat, have you ever seen a werewolf or anything close to it?
I thought I saw Dracula at Sport Mart once while I was looking for a new pair of shoes. No joke.
Yeah. Who was it? Andy Avalos?
No, it was an old man, and he looked rather Draculian.
Was he wearing a cape?
He wasn't. He smelled very foul, like unearthly.
Like
garlic? It was like death and
garlic.
It was like evil. He smelled like evil. All right?
Yeah.
I could feel the evil on him, you know? And I was like, that guy's evil. Something's weird. That's Dracula. That could be Dracula.
How old were you?
I was about 25.
Were you drunk?
No, I was dead sober, and I was having a paranormal experience.
Dead sober?
Yes, I was dead sober when I saw Dracula.
Did he follow you?
This is actually a true story, because my father talks about this. He was there with you, mm-hmm. and you both were like, that's something weird. They're like, that ain't right.
That's
like,
something weird.
Mm-hmm. That guy's emitting a foul smell that is unearthly. That's something weird.
Like you...
He must be Dracula.
The way that they have described it to me, he must be Dracula.
Stay away, son. That could be Dracula.
There's no way he could just be a dirty old man. He must be Dracula.
Yeah, well.
There's no other explanation.
It's monster season.
Southern Dracula Hunter. That's a great TV show.
Southern Dracula.
Southern Dracula.
That's been done.
They've never done a good vampire movie where the guy's like a southerner in the South.
Come here, let me suck your blood.
Well, he's much more southern gentleman.
Okay.
Right. Oh, a note to self, write southern vampire flick.
You can knock that out in
hashtag
a week.
Hashtag southern vampire flick.
Well, you write the vampire movie, I'll write the movie about Tim Werewolf. The minor league story of Tim Werewolf.
Me and Bill work on that.
Speaking of movies, we had our festival over the weekend, the Irish American Movie Hooli. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I was there Friday night and saw Misty Button.
I was there as well.
Excellent film. Look that up online. That's directed by Shawnee Segui. And he came with a lot of the cast members.
It was the first time I'd seen one of the directors bring, there were like five or six members from the cast.
Yeah, and the producers came. It was very nice to have them.
Yeah.
And then The Man Who Could Fly the next night. And man, great, great movies again. And it's only getting better every year. And we were lucky to have almost sellouts. So
nice.
A lot of fun, kids. So if you don't know, put the word out to your friends if they're filmmakers. Tell them to submit a film to us. And if it's anything like Southern Dracula Hunter, it has a shot at being admitted to the festival.
Now, does it have to be an Irish-themed movie?
No. It could be a movie
Could it be a Southern Dracula-themed movie?
If it was directed by Patty Houlihan and it was a Southern Dracula film, it qualifies for the film festival.
God bless.
Yeah. So we're not always looking for...
So don't hold back is what you're saying.
Right.
Not at all. No.
Normally, Friday night is the Irish-American film. It just happens that the film takes place in New York, and there are a lot of Irish-Americans...
This was Misty Button on Friday
and
night.
...and Irish immigrants in the movie.
I actually had a good idea for a film, Bill.
The director happens to be from Ireland, but that's...
We should do a Irish gangster movie, but like a spoof of one.
Spoof of an Irish gangster.
You know, they had Mafia for like the...
Oh, yeah.
But do the Irish version. Everyone's wearing kilts.
We're all wearing kilts. Yeah. And we're dressed like Wahlbergs.
There's a werewolf at one point.
Absolutely, bring a werewolf in. My Uncle Terry Werewolf, man. Don't mess with him. He's a werewolf.
He's from Southie. Guy's crazy.
This werewolf's from Southie, man.
He robbed 40 banks.
Yeah.
I believe in werewolves. I do.
I believe in ghosts. I believe in ghosts.
You do believe? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, we're in the season. It's October
now.
Yeah,
let's talk about scary, spooky stuff.
Let's talk about the paranormal.
I had a kind of a spooky thing happen. Not really that spooky, but I have this, like, folding door in my basement to my laundry room. Like, that got the slats in it, you know?
Right.
And I closed it halfway, and then I sat down on the couch, and then, like, 15 minutes later, it closed the rest of the way.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh.
Somebody's in
got
here.
Got the chills. Oh, my God.
Right. Is that the only sort of ghostly experience you've ever had, Clay?
Yeah. I mean, I've had some weird things happen, but nothing where I like thought I saw something, but I've had some coincidental, very strange things happen.
I had, there was, when I worked at Kevel's Bar, there had been.
Yes, that place was haunted.
Well, there had been some, I believe there was a homicide at that location at one point, like in the early 20s and 30s, you know? And it was outfit related and something like that.
Gangland
shooting. Yeah, gangland kind of thing. But I'd be in the basement there all alone at night, like closing up. You know, it was an old rickety bar.
Yeah.
And you had to, there was a hatch, like a latch door that opened from the floor.
Ooh,
right,
yeah.
And that's how you got down into the basement, and then the basement was very, you know, crypt keeper like and cement.
Right.
And I used to think that I would hear someone calling my name, like Patty. I'd go down there and I'd be like, oh, is someone upstairs? But the door would be locked, and I'd be like, someone's yelling my name, or I was just having absolute, you know,
delusions,
schizophrenic mode or something.
Could it have been
too many whiskeys or something? But it happened to me more than one time, and then I spoke to the other bartenders there, and I was like, does the ghosts ever yell at you, you know, like yell your name? And they're like, yeah, yeah, it's happened to me. And then one time I was in there one night, and we could control the music in the bar with like an old stereo in the corner. And you could turn the level down and up, and it was one of those big round knobs. And the music just started going up and down, and the knob, I was looking at the knob, and the knob was moving. Like somebody was like just standing there doing it.
Come
you
know? On.
Swear
I don't
to you.
Know.
I swear to you.
Could it have just been a faulty Sony?
I said, Terry Werewolf, I know it's you. Please leave me alone.
Let me
I don't think a werewolf
how.
Would be so kind.
You'd be hungry.
Werewolves are not nice people, typically.
No, yeah, like he's not going to mess
Although
around.
Although Scott Howard from Teen Wolf was a very charming werewolf.
He was.
He was a, you know, he was a teen. So
yeah,
you know, he was having some problems, but he was genuinely a good kid.
He wasn't a hardened werewolf yet.
No, he, you know, his teen experience didn't go so south that he was really angry.
The werewolf thing kind of saved his
It did. It
his
saved
whole...
his career.
Yeah.
And the community. You know?
Oh, yeah. And the basketball team.
And the Beavers. Yeah, I mean, they won the championship,
they
right?
Did.
They did.
Yeah. Yes.
So the whole thing worked out.
It did.
How could it not?
I don't know. Werewolves. What else is there to talk to about?
Plenty.
Lots of stuff.
Plenty.
Good.
What are you guys doing? What are your kids being for Halloween? You got all that straightened out?
So, yeah. Oh, Mikey got the Millennium Falcon for his birthday. It landed at the house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It was my son Mike's fifth birthday.
What's that now? Star Wars?
Yep. And it is Star Wars. And it's the ship that they're on in Star Wars.
Ivy.
It's a very large Lego set.
Yeah.
Of which my wife put together.
Nice.
And took great glee in it and was very, you know, she's very good with puzzles. She's a, we have those laying around the house, like giant puzzles, like, you know, 2,000 piece puzzles that she likes to put together.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lego thing was like not too big of a challenge for her. She was like, all right, let's do it.
Nice. Wow.
But I was absolutely right. You know, I was like, Mikey's going to be disinterested in this thing until it's put together, you know? And the whole purpose of it is like, use your brain to put it together,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have just bought him a Millennium Falcon ship that's not Lego related.
That's already assembled.
Right. Is there already assembled Legos?
Floor model.
No, they have already assembled Millennium Falcon. Like,
oh, yeah,
toys.
Those are big money.
Yeah, they are big money. That's werewolf money, man.
This guy's making werewolf money.
So it was put together.
Things are good, Sally, making werewolf money now. How are you?
Just bought this diamond watch.
Right. So Mikey was very, very happy.
So nice. is he now still interested in this? Or is
yeah, he's been playing with it all week.
Is he going to be Darth Vader for Halloween?
I don't know yet. I think he's...
What are you going to be?
Do I dress up this year, maybe?
You should be...
I'll be a werewolf.
You should be Okasik.
Rick Okasik.
Rick Okasik.
That's interesting, yes. I don't know if the young kids would understand.
They don't need to.
Who are you? I'm Rick Okasik. Want a Kit Kat bar?
Let's go.
Right. Who's going to drive you home tonight? Huh? Yeah, I got Skittles. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm excited for the candy.
Tell your mom that I'm Rick Okasik. Hi, I'm Rick Okasik. From the doorway.
Yeah. I'm not a psycho.
Right. No, I think I'm better off just...
Billy, this is your time to shine.
I don't dress up.
I'm not talking about that. You're going to be bathing in chocolate.
It's chocolate time, that's for sure. And I've held off on buying a lot of chocolate lately. I've been.
Do you find yourself eating other family members' candy without regard?
Usually it's my candy that's eaten without regard by other family members. this year I'm not going to feel as bad because every year, well, the last 2 years, Maddox has gotten these, like, I mean, it's an obscene amount of candy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, he'll have like 3 huge bags filled with. Mm-hmm. He'll maybe put a dent in one of them, like get maybe a quarter of the way through.
And Billy comes and cleans it up.
Yeah. You know, Mary, you know, she monitors that. They can't eat all this, man. Mm-hmm. You can maybe have 2 or 3 pieces a night after dinner and that's it.
And we had candy rations.
And we had to throw
candy rations.
We had to throw away a lot of the old candy, you know, because Mary was like, it's old. And I'm like, it's not old.
It's still good.
I'm like, it's still good. We could put that in the freezer.
Bill, what's the oldest piece of candy you've ever consumed?
I'm trying to think about that. I don't know. I'd probably say going back at least a year and a half.
Wow.
I think I had a Butterfinger in my fridge that was there for like a year and a half, and then one night I just was like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do me and you, Butterfinger. It was in the freezer, so I, you know, thawed it out for a little bit. You know,
no, it was
like,
preserved.
And then I got into it, and it was okay.
Do you ever look at the expiration date on candy?
No, I haven't.
I don't think many people do.
It's not real food. I don't think it matters.
Well, it's got to matter in some capacity if the FDA is approving it, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, you're taking the government side on this?
Yes, I am. I want all the candy regulated.
Yeah. But it's getting around candy season. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited.
No, Mikey hasn't picked out his costume yet for a while. He wanted, you know, I want to be Jason, or I want to be, you know, it's like, no, I don't want to talk about, you know,
wow, I'm disturbed.
I'm disturbed that my kid knows about like Michael Myers and like Freddy and stuff like that. And
those
like,
guys are, they're classic.
I know, but it's like,
that's a part of him being American, but talking about Krueger.
Talking about Freddy Krueger is part of being American. You're right.
It's true. It's woven into the fabric of Halloween.
At this point, you're right, Clay. I think you're right.
It's no different than Frankenstein.
But I guess it's just you want your kid to have, you know, preserve that pure brain.
Thoughts.
Yeah, I don't want, like, you know, thinking that that stuff's normal because their perception of reality is different at that age. It's not like I'm showing him these movies. He has kids' YouTube. Even kids' YouTube has, like, they're walking through, like, Spirit Halloween stores. Right. And you see the mask of all these guys. These kids want to know who those people are.
Yeah, it's cool looking.
And then they go down wormholes on kids' YouTube. And eventually they try to sneak and go on the real YouTube. And there's bad stuff on there. You know, clips of, you know, these guys, you know, chopping each other up or something. Or a guy's just screaming and blood's coming out of his head. And you're like, hey, you know.
Yeah, but I think if you treat it as, like, this is entertainment, you got to, you know, be like, this is not real.
Oh, yeah, you do everything in your power. So I'm trying to get my son Mike, like, away from that, you know, like.
I'm more concerned about my children seeing The Real Housewives of anywhere.
That's a horror film as well.
It's worse than a horror film. Because that's real, but it's not.
You sound like a spokesman. That's worse than that because that's real. They're real housewives.
There's only one real.
There's nothing fictional about it.
You're telling me Freddy Krueger is wrong, but your kid watches Desperate Housewives and Real Housewives of Georgia or Atlanta every day?
Yeah. Where are we? Where are
I don't know.
A PTO meeting in Atlanta somewhere.
Town hall meeting in rural Georgia.
Yeah. Right. At Southern Vampire's house at his plantation.
His grandfather's plantation.
Right. His grandfather is
shameful place.
4,000 years old.
Oh, yeah. He's 4,000 years old.
Yeah. Okay.
So you don't want him to be, you know, those
no,
guys.
I want him to be Han Solo. He was like, hey, I'll be Han Solo. I go, that's a great idea. You know, like,
yeah,
that's cool, you know.
Yeah, I think I got Batman and a fireman. Fireman.
I got a Batman and a fireman.
Maddox wants to be Will from Stranger Things.
Oh, okay.
But like when the Stranger Things kids dress up as the Ghostbusters. So he's dressing up in the Ghostbusters suit, but he's going to be Will.
Wow.
From Stranger Things.
That's going to require a lot of explanation.
Yeah. I was like, are you a Ghostbuster? No, I'm Will from Stranger Things.
Actually, no. He already has the proton pack and the Ghostbusters suit. So all he needs to do is, like, he keeps it. He's just going to put, like, a wig on that gives him darker hair and make him look like Will. And then he might put, like, a Stranger Things logo on him so people know
he
who he's supposed
Will
to be.
He should be Will from Good Will Hunting.
Right. Yeah, he's not old enough to see that movie yet. Yeah.
That's what he should be.
That's what I tell Mikey. No, you don't want to be Jason. You want to be Will from Good Will Hunting.
Put a raggedy T-shirt on you.
Right. How you like them apples? That's all you say.
Construction boots.
You
know? Yeah.
Well, has he seen...
How you like them apples? How you like them apples?
And it's a bit of Boston accent.
Is he too young for Teen Wolf?
Put an Abercrombie shirt on.
Carmine Scarpagni.
Yeah.
Is he too young for Teen Wolf?
No one is.
I don't know. How young is too young for Teen Wolf?
I mean, there's probably some adult sexual situations in Teen
Wolf.
Yeah,
there's some real racy stuff in Teen Wolf. Teen Wolf is like Porky's with a werewolf.
Totally.
I was going to say, you could have him be Scott Howard, you know, in the Beavers costume.
Get him a Letterman.
That would be amazing.
Yellow Letterman coat. Spend like $800 on this.
Right. Maybe a Chewbacca, you know, get a Chewbacca costume and then throw the Beavers jersey on. Right.
There you go.
Done.
Now you're thinking.
I think that's a great idea. The Chewbacca
Trim down the face beard a little. Use the beard bib. The beard bib. Yes. Trim down the Chewbacca beard into a werewolf kind of looking beard.
I always think little kids that put facial hair on are funny. It cracks me up. When I see like a 9-year-old with a mustache, I start laughing.
I think I was the convict.
Thank you, Bill. You're in
the hope everybody agrees with me.
Right. Yeah. Do you have any Werther's Original on you? Can I have one of those?
When I see a 9-year-old with a mustache, that really makes me laugh.
That stuff just cracks me up, takes me back, you know?
It's like seeing, you
tickles
know,
the heart.
Yeah.
It does tickle the heart.
Reminds me of the 27 Yankees.
Like a 7-year-old with a Raleigh Fingers mustache. You're going to laugh at that.
Reminds me of the 27 Yankees. Not the baseball team. It's the soldiers that I knew down at Dracula's Farm.
Dracula's Farm outside of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Come down to Dracula's Farm outside of Atlanta.
Maybe that's
free
your,
booze.
Maybe that's your where. That's the name of the movie,
hey,
Dracula's
wait
Farm.
Wait a second. Dracula's Farm.
That's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
So like a haunted farm?
It's like a haunted farm, but hay rides and, you know, pumpkin patches and Dracula.
Ski shooting.
Snowmobiling.
Ice sculpture.
Flag football.
Basketball, tennis.
Yeah.
Right.
Nintendo tournament.
Swimming.
Indoor Nintendo tournament.
Right.
Dracula's living room.
Jump gyms.
Yeah. Shuffleboard, pool, darts.
Yeah, set up 15 pool tables outside.
We got it all at Dracula's Farm.
Southern Dracula's Farm off Interstate 12.
Cool, I love that.
That's fantastic.
Wow. You know what they play on the way there?
What?
Life is a Highway by Tim Carr.
It's Dracula's favorite song.
It is Dracula's favorite song.
Wow.
You should say
that to a kid this Halloween. Hey, did you know that Dracula's favorite song was Life is a Highway by Tom Cochran?
Say that at work. Hey, well, do you know Dracula's favorite song? Real quick, let's goof off.
Hey.
Hey, you ready to goof off for a minute?
Hey, how about this werewolf weather? How are you, John?
Before we get into this, I just want to goof off, horse off, whatever.
I just want to meet you and horse off with you for a little while, you know? Horse around, tell a couple of jokes.
Sure.
Are you available Tuesday to meet me at Starbucks for 15?
I'll be sitting there just as Dracula. You can't miss me.
I'll be adjusting my belt.
I'll be the fellow that looks exactly like Dracula.
Yes. You know who plays Southern Dracula?
Hold on a second.
Will Arnett.
There you go. When you just smiled, I realized you haven't gotten your gap fixed in your tooth.
No, not yet. I'm keeping it for Halloween.
What a perfect opportunity.
That's my excuse right now.
To install a fang.
Mmm.
That might be too far back.
It's too far back.
That's more back. Like a, yeah, you need dog teeth.
For our radio listeners, they're referring to my missing bicuspid that it's been gone since...
we're going on 6 months.
My dead tooth, Jeff, died back in April.
Yeah, the ghost of Jeff.
It is the ghost of... Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh, that's where I'll be for Halloween, the ghost of Jeff. My dead tooth.
No, you wear a white t-shirt and you draw a tooth on it and it just says the ghost of Jeff.
Right.
I can make it happen.
It's kind of rotten and sad looking.
Yeah, we'll color the tooth yellow.
Uh-huh. It has hands and it's holding like a Bud Light in it.
Yeah, it's smoking. R.I.P. Jeff. See you in hell, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. That's right. See you in hell, Jeff. That's right.
Or you could see him at Bernie Callahan's Irish Pub at 10618 Southwestern Avenue. It's the perfect Southside Irish bar. There's always something going on. And tell him the Hooli sent you. And you can say hello to Mary and Bernard over there.
Hey.
They're friends of the show. We should take a break.
Yeah, sure.
Do we have any werewolf music, Mike? Oh, what do we have?
I wonder
here?
What it could be.
Oh, it's Zevon. Hooli's Hooli returns after these.
Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Solon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. A Solon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. all of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
It's Halloween season.
Yeah.
A couple weeks early, but we're getting it in there now. This song, I was speaking of the YouTube, Mikey, my son, this is like his favorite song. It's very disturbing. Because there was a house in the neighborhood last year. It was Pat Madden's house, actually.
Yes.
Where they had this like playing on their porch when you went trick-or-treating, you know, in like a fog machine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's nuts.
There's a lot of creepy houses in River Forest, old.
The creepy houses everywhere. Dracula's house is kind of like, you know, creepy.
No, he lives in like a nice ranch house.
He does.
Dracula lives in a ranch.
It's very well maintained.
What kind of house is Dracula?
He has difficulty going up and down the stairs, so he has to live in a ranch.
Yeah, he's got a bad knee.
4,000 years old.
4,000 years old. I need a ranch house. I got to get it from the kitchen to my office.
So if you've missed the earlier parts of the show tonight, we've been doing quite a bit of talk of Dracula and werewolves and
shaving.
Right.
And shaving. And now we're going to talk a little sports because it was a pretty big sports weekend
so
here.
So huge.
It was, good and bad.
Joe Maddon has been dismissed as the Chicago Cubs manager.
See you around.
There's a lot of, it's bittersweet, right? For Cub fans, I suppose.
Do you got to complain about? You got your World Series. Be happy and move on.
I guess, yeah. Joe Maddon was great. I mean, his legacy will never be lived
down. They should
get
Bill Walton in there.
They talked about it, though. I mean, I'm surprised that anybody that's like a huge baseball fan, as Cub fans, some of them are shocked by this because
it's a business.
It was already going into this season, they were already saying he was on the hot seat. They're like,
longevity?
If they don't perform, you know,
it's gone.
Ultimately, what it came down to was accountability. And I think that it was just kind of like it became so leisure and laid back, and the relationships had gotten so close over the years where it was almost like, I don't know, you know, I mean, like, I
How
guess upper
bad?
Management didn't feel like he was cracking the whip. You know,
everybody
how was
got
that
too
bad?
Comfortable, Clay.
Just it just
they,
means
they got complacent.
It's time for a different culture. You know what I mean? You have to take the talent you have and put it in a different environment now with a different manager and see if it still clicks. This will be the true test of Theo Epstein. But there's also rumors out there that you know, he could interview for Dave Dombrowski's job in Boston and go back there. I don't think that's going to happen.
That Theo could?
Yeah.
Sports talk.
Really? Wow.
So I don't think he's going to do that. I think he'll stay here and ride this through with his commitment with the Ricketts.
Who do you think the Cubs do? I mean, there's been talk that Madden, you know, Sox fans are like, bring him on. We'll take him.
I thought I'd love to see him on the south side because that's how he gels best with young talent.
Right.
And he has the experience because he's been there before. So he knows how to help those guys.
He's not going there.
Once they're ready, he knows how to take help them climb that mountain.
He's going to Anaheim, I heard.
That's been the big
rumor.
He's going
to get Trout a World Series.
Could.
Maybe he goes to Anaheim. I think, you know, for him, the perfect fit is San Diego.
Who's going to go to the Cubs?
They're saying Grandpa Rossi, David Rossi.
I heard
or
something.
Girardi, I heard, or Mark DeRosa is a candidate, or Mark Loretta is a candidate.
Dracula. Dracula's in the mix.
Dracula should take a swing at it.
I think the Cubs will wait until after the World Series to hire a manager.
Dracula would be a great game manager.
Southern Dracula?
Yeah, Southern Dracula.
The Cubs have hired Southern Dracula as their manager. I am thrilled to be here.
What does Southern Dracula look like, though? Does he have kind of like a Colonel Sanders like suit on?
He is. I think I picture him kind of Colonel Sandersy.
He's got suspenders.
He's got like a real nice seersucker suit with like a straw pork pie hat.
Yeah, he's like Southern Beetlejuice.
He looks real old. Yeah, it's a little. You're right. Yes, he is like Southern Beetlejuice.
We watching Beetlejuice tonight.
So on the back of his jersey, how do you spell Dracula? You have to spell it like
traditional spelling.
Oh, really? It's just
we're not playing games.
Man, we tried to get into sports and Dracula went, no, I'm not done yet.
I'll get Billy's Cubs jersey with Dracula on the back.
I thought about it as a Sox fan. Yes, I did think of the fantasy that, oh, God, it would be cool to bring him over here. But, and it's still, I wouldn't rule it out because you never know what Rick Hahn's got up his sleeve or what Kenny Williams is doing in the background. There's so much money to spend on the South Side right now.
Yep.
They're going to give you Abreu, you know, he'll probably take another sweetheart deal to return and come back. I mean, he'll get a big salary, but they still got so much money left over. And
spend it.
Well, they're not going to spend all of it, but they're definitely going to want to get a couple starting pitchers. They'll probably spend some money on that.
Billy's been talking to the manager.
But Renteria was given an extension. So his original contract was supposed to last until 2020, which is next year. Mm-hmm. But then there was a silent extension where we don't know how many more years were added onto that deal. It's never been released. They've never talked about money. So my feeling is, you know, it could be, I think the Sox, you know, Renteria probably took a sweetheart deal. They're like, let's remain quiet on this, you know. You've known from the beginning what our plan is to move this franchise. You know, you're getting 4 years of managerial experience here with us, you know, and we'll give you the extension. But if we feel like we're in a position where there's a big time manager that we want who gives the franchise marketability, you know, you're out. We'll buy you out, but it won't cost the franchise a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at what they gave Tim Anderson. I mean, he just won the American League batting title, and you're looking at a guy that they got on an extension 2 years ago. Dirt cheap now.
Yeah.
You know, they've saved a lot of money. I mean, if you're the AL batting champion, if he was a free agent this year at shortstop, he's going to create, you know, he's going to demand a lot of money. Money that the Sox don't have to spend now. They got him locked up. So does Madden. You know, do they tempt him and give him a ton of dough to come over there? I doubt it, but it's I wouldn't rule it out. You never know. But I think that Madden's going to go back to California and sip wine.
Yeah. I'm going to start demanding more money.
I think San Diego's where he lands, though.
I think it's going to be San Diego.
Yeah.
How about the Bears? And we've got a quarterback problem now. Mitchell Trubisky has a torn labrum?
He's got a separated shoulder with a partially torn labrum that doesn't require surgery. So they're saying, you know, he's not going to play in London, and then with the bye week he'll be fine. And then, you know, I've separated a shoulder before. It hurts.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's his non-throwing shoulder is a good thing. So he'll have to be in a sling the rest of the year. And I'm sure with all the, you know, the steroids and stuff that they can do to an injury like that to get it back to normal is far more advanced than anything I had to deal with when I had a separated shoulder. You know, it took me 4 weeks.
So your suggestion is shoot Trubisky up and get him back on the field.
I don't know. You know, I liked Tyler, but people are like, they need to go out and sign another quarterback. Tyler Bray did a nice job, and there was a reason why they kept him on the practice squad, because he knows the offense. I thought he had a really strong preseason, Tyler Bray. So I don't know. We'll see what Chase Daniel can do. I think the Bears feel strong enough with this defense right now where they can afford to ride it out four games with Chase Daniel or Tyler Bray and not spend money outside the organization, get a quarterback, not have to trade anyone, and then hope that Trubisky comes back.
Yeah.
But this will be the determining factor now because of the injury and everything. Trubisky, when he comes back, has to win or perform, or this town will turn against him in the end, and the Bears will find themselves in another situation where do we have to go draft another quarterback? Unfortunately, they're not going to find a quarterback high up in the draft. So, I mean, he is the future of the franchise. I'm not trying to put too much pressure on him, but
I'm with him. I'm loyal by him. I still think he's going to be great.
I do too. I think he's, you know.
Yeah, sure. Does Tom Brady have a cousin that can try out?
Everyone's like, go get Eli Manning. And I was like, no. You know, that's great now, but
he'll be sipping drinks on Dracula's farm by November.
Yes, he
will.
Eli
Manning. He doesn't have it anymore.
You don't think so? Maybe not.
Well, the Giants went out and drafted a top quarterback in the draft, and you knew the writing was on the wall anyways for him. You know, I mean, Eli's been around for 10-plus years in the NFL. That's an eternity. When you think about Brady, that's an anomaly.
What do you think about this Roquan Smith stuff of him not playing kind of and not explaining to the media? And there was all the speculation that he cracked up his car. I don't know if you saw any of that, guy.
Yeah, I saw that. People were trying to say that he cracked up a Lamborghini. It turns out that car wasn't his.
Right.
Wrong place.
It's just amazing that with social media today, like the wild rumors that can start in just a matter of minutes and speculation. Like, here's his car. It's like, no, it's not him. But who knows? The Bears did a real sharp job keeping everything hush-hush. None of the players squawked. Maybe they truthfully don't know, and Roquan was just like, it's just me and the organization. We're just going to leave it at that and move on.
You know what? That's his business. And somebody
got personal
else's
problems.
It just happens that he's such a great player. That's why people were like, why isn't he playing? If he was like a second string or third string guy, this wouldn't be an issue.
Right.
You know? So I'm glad that he's back. Hopefully everything's okay with him. You know, people have personal problems I need to take care of. And
what's your prediction for the Bears in London?
Werewolves of London.
I'm going to say the Raiders. The Raiders.
I'm going to say London. Bears 28-7. I think they're going to they're going to smoke them. I think
this is Mac. First time Mac's playing the Raiders. I think.
Yeah, the Raiders aren't that good of a team to begin with. I think the defense will be all over.
What was your prediction? 28-7.
28-7, I'm going.
Okay. I'm going to say 21-10. Bears. Okay.
21-10 Bears. Clay?
Bill, you're 28-7. I'm saying 28-6.
Oh, okay. Making it interesting. So the Raiders,
like the Price is Right.
Do the Raiders score or do they kick two field goals? Do they get a touchdown?
They score and block the extra point.
All right. There you go.
Well, this has been sports.
Yeah.
Sports talk.
Sports talk. One place I do know that if you want to go watch the Bears game and enjoy yourself is the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub at 6462 South Central. It's in the Midway area. Say hello to Mike Courtney and his wife, Dawn, the owners.
Of course we will.
Yeah. Say hello to Mike and Dawn. Go see him at the Twisted Shamrock. Oh, I did. We are near the end of the program.
Oh.
I promised a shout out to Mike Phelan, who I saw last week. He's a loyal listener. He listens every week.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike. And if you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find more nothings if you go to iTunes and search for us there at Hooli's Hooli, H-O-U-L-I, apostrophe S-H-O-O-L-E-Y, or you can go to hibernianradio.org and find all the archived episodes there. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oakland, Illinois, and attorney Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney.
Correct.
She's great. So if you slip and fall this Halloween, call Carolyn.
That's right.
Have too much candy.
Also, we should give a shout out to.
We're talking about Halloween. It's 2 weeks away. We just did the Halloween.
We gotta give a shout out to Sarah Hand and Nancy Moore.
Yes, they did a wonderful job.
They really did help out at the movie Hooli a lot. Sarah, for you folks out there that listen to our podcast, writes the synopsis for us. So her and her husband were there, and she helped out all weekend. I was not there Saturday and Sunday, but my dad was over the moon happy with the great work that those ladies did and helped out. So thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Oh, and thank you to Mike Sarkowski, our producer.
Yes.
As always, people ask me on the program all the time, who's Mike? I go, he's the greatest engineer in the world. He allows us to get through these programs.
He makes it all happen.
He does. Until next week.
Bye.